my family's in town. 20 years ago, this summer, my sister Stacy and her husband Michael got married in Fort Benton, Montana. And so our house was full, and so me and my girlfriend were in one of the two little motels that are there. So while I was waiting for her to get dressed, I just was bored and fidgety, and so I do something that I rarely ever do, which is pull out a copy of the Gideon Bible that's in every hotel room. Now, I haven't been to Sunday school since my mom bought me a subscription to Rolling Stone magazine when I was 14. So she rused the day she did that. And I probably got half a dozen Qurans in my house, but I don't have any Bible in my house. The only Bible I know comes from the lyrics of reggae music. So while I'm waiting to go to the church, I pick up the Bible and just open it randomly. And I come to Isaiah 63, verse 1. Anybody? Anybody? Well, it's talking about a man from Bozrah with his garments dripped in blood. And so I know that lyric from half a dozen reggae tunes. Prince Far-I does it, Prince Allah, Culture, half a dozen people sing about Isaiah 63, number 1. So if that wasn't kind of weird enough, a reggae connection through the Bible, I hadn't been to church since my baccalaureate when I graduated, 1983. So this was 1994. So the minute I walk into the church and sit down in the pew, the lights in Fort Benton went out everywhere in town. And so the rest of the weekend, it was a beautiful ceremony by candlelight. Everyone cried. It was awesome. They're a great family. Love them dearly. But when the lights went out and it looked like, you know, it was going to be stressful for everybody, my mom gave me the hairy eyeball the rest of the weekend. So there's a little story for you while we listen to the song from Mike Brooks, Train to Bozrah, 90.9 FM, Smile Jamaica.